Ray Dunaway, along with Joe D'Ambrosio, and one of our favorite topics. And
we don't talk drinking here. We talk food.
Well,
so two of our favorite topics.
Well, yeah, okay.
One and 1A. And Meathead Goldwyn is about as well known in the barbecue circuit as anybody. He's an American food writer. He's a website publisher. It's a terrific website. He's the author of the New York Times bestseller, Meathead, The Science of Great Barbecue and Grilling, and he joins us now. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great morning. Let's go cook something.
Let's
go cook something. People get confused. Barbecue and grilling. What's the difference?
It's really hard to draw a line. There used to be a fine line. I could go on for about 20 minutes about why there's very little difference. It's just all outdoor cooking with fire and smoke. I wouldn't worry about the semantics.
Okay.
Good. I like that.
Whatever it is, eat it. By the way, you go to his website, it's amazingribs.com. There is a book which we'll tell you about. But I just happened to see this over the weekend, the sous vide thing, where you're basically cooking. It sounds like a really cool way to cook stuff. I mean, William Sonoma, I think, sells a kit now. But I think you can do it without that. But it's basically what? You put it in a bag, right, and seal it, and then just let it cook, and it can never overcook, I don't think.
Well, here's the problem. When you're cooking in an oven or on a grill or anything, you set the temperature higher than what you want the final product. Let's say we want a steak. Steak is absolutely perfect, medium rare, 130 to 135 degrees Fahrenheit in the center. So that's your best, most tender, most juicy steak, period. Okay. You put it on a grill, your grill is 300-400 degrees.
Yeah.
And you've got to get that steak off when it hits 130 to 135. So it's like trying to jump on a moving train. Sous vide is this really clever concept. It's been around for about 20, 30 years, but it's really catching on because the equipment price has dropped to under $100 in some cases.
Exactly.
It's a heating device. It's like a tube that you stick in a pot of water, and you'll take that steak and you'll slip it into a Ziploc bag, and you'll slide that bag into the water so it pushes all the air out, and then you zip it up, and now the bag is submerged in the water, and you set the temp for 131 degrees. Mm-hmm. And at that temperature, it will pasteurize the meat. It'll kill all bacteria, but it takes about 2 hours to cook the meat through. Yeah. But when it's done, it can never go beyond 131. The train has stopped for you. Mm. You're not jumping on a moving train. So your steak is perfectly cooked. And it turns out it's very tender and very juicy with this technique. The problem is it's butt ugly. It comes out of that bag, and it is gray.
Oh,
and part of the beauty of a great steak and its flavor is when you brown the exterior, you get a good dark crust. That's a chemical reaction called the Maillard reaction, and it's when the proteins and the amino acids and, to a lesser extent, some of the sugars change their structure, and you get that flavorful crust. So what you do now is you move it to the grill. And
you go.
A really hot flame.
Then to sear it.
You leave the lid open so it doesn't concentrate the heat and cook the meat much anymore, and you just scorch the exterior. In fact, I cook it on top of a charcoal chimney.
Oh, yeah, I've got one of those.
A coffee can filled with charcoal.
Yeah.
It's like 1,000 degrees. It's the back end of an F-16.
Puts
I call
heat
it
out.
The afterburner.
Oh my goodness!
You get a great dark crust on it. Now you've got just this incredible steak.
I got hooked on barbecue. I mean, I've always liked eating it, but I got hooked on Barbecue Pitmasters, which was a TV series
that went out for about
7 years or so. I just was fascinated by the cooking competitions and the different ways that they had to cook and that kind of thing. Are those competitions still alive and well and running throughout the country?
Yes, there's more than 500 of them. Every weekend there's something somewhere, somehow. There are several sanctioning bodies around the country. But if you're interested in competing in barbecue, go to the Kansas City Barbecue Society website, kcbs.us. And they sanction the most of them. And I know there are some up in New England. They're just all over the country. And they're fun. It's not cheap. You've got to buy a lot of meat. You've got to carry your grill and your smoker and all that stuff.
Oh, it's work, man. Some of those rigs.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
The competition's very tough. The top cooks are really good. and the food they cook is unbelievable.
Well, the thing I loved about
it's a lot of fun, and it's a kind of a family affair. Everybody knows each other.
Oh yeah,
it's really hot.
The thing I loved about it is they cook all this meat, and they only give the judges a little piece of the meat. What the hell happens to the rest of the meat? Where does it go?
Well, the teams, sometimes it's just one or two people on a team, but often it's 8 or 10.
Yeah.
So they'll feast on it, or friends will swing by. Now a lot of them are donating it to food banks. So there's a whole system where at the end of the competition, the food bank comes by and collects it, and it's served to people who are
good deal.
Hungry.
Good deal. By the way, you know, just in essence, what are the one thing I've noticed is a lot of things are being grilled now that weren't before. Before it was burgers, dogs, you know, maybe a brat, maybe a little sausage. I think ribs are better smoked than they are grilled. But anyway, but low and slow.
Right.
Low and slow. I mean, that's it. But you do have, by the way, 8 steps to a total barbecue rib nirvana. And is that the most popular, you know, grilled meat, so to speak, or barbecued meat?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's the most popular. I think burgers and hot dogs and steaks and chicken. Chicken is our most popular protein in this country.
No kidding.
They're really popular for backyard cooks on weeknights and weekends. But ribs are really, I mean, it's a kind of a quintessential American dish. You can get ribs around the world, but the style of barbecue ribs that we cook in this country was kind of created here, and it's unique here. And it's to do them right, it's tricky. And you hit it on the head. Ribs are from your rib cage. There's a lot of connective tissue.
Yes, has to be broken
down. And hard-working muscle there. And if you cook it hot and fast over a grill, over direct flame, it shrinks the proteins and squeezes out the juices and makes the meat tough. So you've got to cook it at a low temperature. I like 225.
Yep.
And you've got to cook it with what they call indirect heat, away from the flame. You set your grill up in two zones, a hot side where the burners are on high or the charcoal's all pushed to one side, and a non-hot side where there's no charcoal or no burners, and you put the meat on that side and let it warm gently with flowing air. You can put your wood on the hot side and get smoke flavor.
Right.
And it can take 4 to 5 hours or more to cook a slab of ribs this way, but they're most tender and most juicy.
You know what I've never gotten to work is brisket.
Oh, it's the devil.
I know. I've tried it
many times.
All right. Hey, listen, if you guys want the book.
There's one secret to brisket.
What?
Beef brisket is, of course, the national meat of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from the pectoral muscles, the chest.
Right.
It's the breast of the steer. And the steers don't have collarbones. So it carries all the weight of the front half of that steer.
No,
it's a really tough
one
pair of muscles. There's two muscles there.
Hey, Meathead, we got to roll. I'm sorry about this. You've got a book, though. Can I get it on Amazon?
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Okay.
Meathead, The Science of Great Barbecue and Grilling, and the website, AmazingRibs.com. Full
Perfect.
Of great info.
You're
thanks,
a good man.
Meathead. We appreciate it. Good grilling.
That was
Let's
nice.
Do it again.
Well, I would love to.
You need more time.
Yeah.